frequently I see that people have unclear or impractical expectations of their intuition. And sometimes it prevents them from listening to their intuition's clear advice. They doubt their intuition when it leads them in what can seem like a circular fashion, even though this circular movement is sometimes necessary and not at all superfluous. I want you to have realistic expectations so that you can listen unhesitantly when your intuition speaks. So today we are exploring the journey of my work so that you can have a more accurate example of what an intuitively guided life and career looks like. My hope is that it will encourage you to follow your intuitively guided path, even if it seems circuitous.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome, everyone. I am so glad you're here. Today, we're going to be exploring what it actually looks like to have an intuitively guided life. Because I think having realistic ideas about how your intuition works and how it may guide you, even to your career, so we're going to be looking at my life as an example, makes a huge difference. So what does that look like? Recently, I had a student who was like, what the heck, about some decisions she had made. She had followed her intuition to change locations over a year ago. Then, lately, she was getting the clear guidance that she needed to move back. It made her doubt her intuition. I could see so clearly, looking at where she was in her life, that she wouldn't have actually been able to come so far and achieve so much internally and externally if she had simply stayed where she was. There was no doubt she needed to move. There were several extenuating circumstances that, had she stayed without moving, would have left her in a stagnant pond. With the bulk of this stage of growing in a new place done, and according to the plans that she was dreaming of, her intuition showed her again the best way, which happened to be back at the place she started. Her ruminating and her question inspired this episode. Because I often see that people have unclear or impractical expectations of their intuition. And sometimes they allow that to stop them from listening to their intuition's clear advice or acting on it. As is the case of my student, They doubt their intuition when it leads them in a circular fashion. Even though this circular movement is sometimes necessary and not at all superfluous. So, like I said, I want you to have realistic expectations so that you can listen unhesitantly when your intuition speaks, like my student actually did. I find, for reasons I cannot guess, since it almost never actually looks this way, that we humans want things to be in straight lines. We don't want our life to look like the bending stalk of a flower that it is. We don't expect it to have all of the intricate patterns that exist in the head of that same flower, our life. For reasons unknown, despite our experience, we continue to expect our lives to look like clean and neat lines or dots on a graph or railroad ties all lined up. And when it doesn't, we deem that there is something wrong, that there is some defect in our life or system of living it, that we may be missing something because we can't see the finish line. To use a different analogy, we simply do not expect the rich, bumpy, living texture of the tree's bark that is our life. We think it should be smooth and straight, not branched and subject to seasons. But that's simply unrealistic. So, to inspire you into realistic expectations, I'm going to detail to you how I got here, right here, this moment, talking to you right now, as guided by my intuition. Even though your journey will undoubtedly look different, I hope you will catch the pattern and nuance by seeing it outside of your life. So I thought I would spend this episode detailing how I came to be at this moment in my career. Here's some context. A, being a professional psychic is not your ordinary job. That probably goes without saying. There actually aren't a ton of role models, for example. I say this because I always feel like, look, if I can do this weird thing, you can do whatever it is that you need to do. I've been seeing clients since around 2007. That's 16 years at the time of this recording. And I've been guiding others through speaking and teaching since somewhere around 2009. I have to see if I can find the flyer for the first class I ever taught to find the exact date. So almost as long as I've been doing readings. I've had multi-month programs, which I've taught several times a year for the last 8 years. I'm working on my third book. So let's just say I didn't start yesterday. It probably also goes without saying that the guiding force in every pathway, every decision for me about my career was my intuition. But what does that actually look like? Here is how it looked for me, the journey to now. I'm going to give you the bulleted list of personally impactful moments that led us to the moment that we are in right now. I am recording the show. You are listening to the show. It is the month of September, and my Own Your Intuition program launches very soon. Because I want you to have realistic expectations. I don't want you to think your intuition is going to lead you in a very straight line with the outcome already apparent. I want you to understand so that you can follow it as it chimes in to every satisfying stop along the way. Okay, so for me, this journey leading to the recording of this podcast actually started with the murder of George Floyd. So, George Floyd was murdered this had a huge impact for me. I no longer felt comfortable just taking up space on the internet with pretty pictures of my life and my family. For me, it was like a crater was created by a meteor. I am aware that Black men and women have been unjustly murdered for centuries in this country. I am just saying what the effect for me at this time was of George's murder. I pulled back being online, etc., because I didn't want to be taking up airspace with fluff. Now, also to be clear, I am not judging anybody else's journey here. This was a deeply personal decision for me, and I trust everyone else to do what feels right to them. The next thing that happened some months later was that I was listening to a podcast by my business mentor, Rachel Cook, and her podcast called Promote Yourself to CEO. And she talked about not constantly wearing yourself out as a solopreneur by recreating the wheel all the time, but instead by using content that you have already created. That episode gave me the aha moment that I had already created 2 7-month programs. I actually had so much material. I'm talking hundreds of pages of content already created because each class within the programs that I teach, each session comes with a document that is anywhere from 10 to 40 pages. So Rachel opened my eyes to how much I already had, not to mention the blog that I had been writing for years. She also opened my eyes to the fact that at this point in my career journey, I should be leaning on the content that I already have, if it is still relevant, which it is. On her podcast, she was saying it's not only okay to repeat content, it's valuable on several fronts. Now, I always judge any business advice I get off my own experience as a consumer. And I can reference the fact that more than once, I have heard the same thing said by the women I love, including Rachel Cook, and it always adds value to me. Even if I've heard it before, I hear it again in a different way, I'm at a different point on my journey, or different pieces stick out to me if I've already grokked and digested or implemented the information. She, Rachel Cook, has also been a really great example of someone who creates value-rich content with her podcast and her programs. It's like a feast, not just a quick snack. So, for example, I listened to that episode in which she talked about this 3 to 4 times. It was so rich. With each listen, I took more notes and more ideas began to coalesce. At the time, I thought I would use this advice from her related to my blog, which I have been posting and writing on since around 2011. The idea of doing a radio show podcast surfaced again a few months later. It's something that I've always had floating around in my orb, but I always sensed that the time wasn't right. I always figured at some point I would do it, but I hadn't gotten the signal to do it yet. Suddenly, I got the signal. I also already had the know-how from a few months earlier that made me understand I wouldn't be recreating the wheel with every episode. Although, I should say, like, realistically, so much of the content that I put out on this podcast is actually newly created. In any case, the point is, I understood that in creating a podcast, I wouldn't be recreating the wheel all the time. I would be doing what I have been doing for the last 8+ years. Only this time, it would land on the ears of anyone who tuned in, not just my students. I started creating my podcast in May of 2022. Because of scheduling dances with my radio show mentor, Jeff Hoyt, who helped me immensely get things into place to launch the show, the first episodes weren't recorded until the summer of 2002 and aired in August. Next bullet point. In honor of what I think of Ancestor Month, which is October, I wrote a show episode on working with your guides, spirit guides, connecting with your deceased beloveds, several, actually. Those are episodes 10, 11, 12, if you're feeling like you want to listen to them. Because I tell true stories on these episodes, doing this caused a whole ton of stories to resurface for me. As I frequently do when I teach my programs, I decided to update their class documents on spirit guides and departed beloveds with embellishments of these stories. That led to the document expanding by about 30 pages. As I was writing this, one day I realized that this work on guides and beloved departeds, as I call them, was its own thing. It was, for a very long time, my most popular podcast episode series. During that time period, I woke up one morning with the words, "You are ancient and holy," floating down on me. That's really the best way I can describe it. It was a sacred and vibrant moment. I wrote a podcast about it, episode 16. Those words are for you too. December was nearing. In years past, I had realized that every year, all I really wanted to do during the month of December was hibernate. That doing the so many things that this month frequently requires, from buying presents to going to parties, felt really against the grain of what my body and being craved at that time. So I had all of my shopping done by December 2nd that year, last year. I declined almost all invitations during that month, and I spent huge amounts of time knitting by our Christmas tree, hanging out in our living room, in my pajamas or cozies, or, as it turned out, also in the loft of my studio, which I think of as my visioning space. It's my meditation area, and I have all of my art supplies, a bunch of things up there, and all the atmospheric lighting to make it special for me. So somewhere in that process of December hibernation, all of this information started to come through about teaching a new constellation of the same things I had been teaching for years. Images, outlines, drawings, creative ways to integrate this material just kept streaming through. I was often in my cozy clothes with a candle lit and all of my mood lighting in my visioning space, like my tree branch lights, my moon-shaped salt lamp, my light that makes stars appear on the wall. I was there with a giant pad of paper, like huge, I can't think of the dimension, but really big, and all of my pens jotting down the ideas as they were coming through. Okay, friend, if you just joined us, this is Aimé Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show, and today we are talking about what it actually looks like to have an intuitively guided life and career using the example of my life. Okay, so the next bullet point is that I realized that the guides piece that I had completed was actually part of a bigger thing. It was a new book. I realized that as I was on a walk. As the knowing sunk in and the introduction streamed through, I was standing on the side of the road typing it into my phone. When I finished doing that, I veered into a path in the woods and was blessed by an owl. I think I told you about this in episode 20. To me, that owl, that day, and I frequently feel it this way, actually, feels like the ancients winking at me, saying, yes, 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 and thank you. When I saw that owl, I understood internally that I was opening the next piece in my career, which, of course, included classes and workshops to accompany that book for those who wanted to experience it together. So, are you getting my point here? When you are building anything, especially if you are moving intuitively, you build it one insight at a time. Those insights are frequently revealed to you as and after you have integrated the previous best step. Podcast episode learning, podcast creation, current course embellishment, new book, etc. Get it? It's not all at once. It is as you go along. And sometimes they morph as you are looking at and doing them. Like in the creation of what I initially thought was a book just on guides, but what I soon realized was a piece of a larger picture. So I had all of these other moving pieces that I was also contemplating, restructuring my program so that they were more accessible to a broader range of incomes. For example, I really feel like people following their own intuition is going to help remake the societal quilt that so desperately needs a reshape right now. So restructuring my programs so that they felt more spacious also, instead of working at a breakneck patriarchal pace, was important to me. Aligning them with the moons and supporting the travels my family is planning in the upcoming years. I was also keen to support the women who have already been through my programs, but tell me again and again throughout the years that they miss the togetherness and the regular bi-monthly bookmarks of the program that help them focus on their intuition. So I had conversations with my graduates, I had conversations with my students and with my friends. I followed and articulated in writing or images any ideas that came down from source to me. Slowly, slowly, it began to all take shape. You guys, at this point, we are talking about almost a year ago that these initial current pieces came into play, okay? Until one morning, when the night before I had gotten hardly any sleep because of my children's nighttime needs in that particular night. Fortunately, my schedule was clear until that afternoon when I had clients scheduled. So I danced in my kitchen to some meaningful music while putting dinner in the crock pot. I gave myself the day to do whatever I wanted. I thought I wasn't going to work until it was time to prepare for clients. Instead, while I was dancing in my kitchen and then meditating in my studio, during this spaciousness of thought and agendaless time, all of the pieces started to take shape. And I suddenly saw how it all fit together. I described it in a text to a girlfriend that morning, and I said, the last pieces floated in, and I saw how it all worked together, how I would have something for graduates looking for community and space for their intuitive knowing to come through. I would continue teaching those who were ready to learn all the tools and prioritize space for their own inner knowing to come through. And for any of you who weren't ready to jump in yet, I had my podcast. It was like a eureka moment, only it was several eureka moments over many months as the pieces of the puzzle, whether it was an action or a feeling or a rumbling that made me look into the mystery of a certain direction with curiosity. It was during that time where I curated, culled, and assembled all of the pieces that felt valuable to me and others, and eventually formulated the plan that would also support my future and the growing intuitive community and knowing in others. I wasn't given the whole picture at once. I was given curiosities, knowings, and unknowings about how it all worked together. When the unknowings were there, I paused. I listened. I set the ruminating aside, knowing that when it was time, it would be revealed. I was given important aspects, like Rachel Cook's podcast, for example, before I even entirely understood the scope of what it was good for. In following the bright steps, I was able to integrate many of them, these steps, before the next step in the path alighted, which made it easier as I went along. I wasn't feeling like I was climbing a steep slope toward an impossible goal. I was just taking the next steps and integrating as I went along. Do you get it? This is how an intuitive life works. This, your intuition, is the language and direction that gets and keeps you on the chosen journey trajectory of your soul. The pieces build on each other. They are revealed at the perfect times for your understanding, for your time to implement, for your pace to digest and move forward. Even if you are building something big, which I will tell you it feels like I am building, in my mind, I refer to it as an intuition revolution. And it has aspects, like the podcast was to me many years ago, that I can see but understand are likely still several years out even. And lately, though I see some of these pieces clearly, like the restructuring of my courses, which is already in full play. We start soon, by the way. Join us if you're feeling it. The message I got over and over throughout the summer was that the biggest priority was working on my book. And you all know that I cleared the podcast schedule for quite a number of weeks in order to continue in that process, which I'm still in, by the way. So I'm still doing that. I scheduled into my week. I still fit clients in for readings, absolutely, and my intuition program students, etc. But I always focus on what my intuition, what my highest self, what my benevolent ethereal guides direct me toward. Always. This is how my whole career was built. By following the inkling, sitting in the questions, and watching the knowing unfold at the pace it takes. Each time it does, it's spectacular. Like it feels so deeply soul-satisfying and sparkling and aha and mountaintop vista awe-inspiring. To me, as it is happening, because it is my journey. Your intuition will do the same for you in your journey. Okay, so do you see that one moment leads to the next? Do you see here that the moment in time, many years ago, when I was returning from a camping trip and heard my phone blow up with texts and citywide curfews and all kinds of crazy, scary things related to the death of George Floyd, I had not the faintest idea that it would be leading me here to now? And do you see that that is okay, the not knowing exactly? And that furthermore, it honestly makes it joyous. To be fair, the journey for me and you listening to my voice right now started long before George Floyd's death. And if you're interested to know how I became a professional psychic in the first place, you can listen to episode 2 of the Own Your Intuition show. And I have to say, looking at the journey, detailing the bullet points, thinking of all of this in order to give you an example of this today, thank goodness it doesn't come with a bang all at once or overnight. I get to enjoy each stage as it is revealed. This is how I've gotten to the place I am in life, where I have been teaching students for well over a decade, doing readings for longer, where I continue to hear from my students, even those who studied with me many, many years ago. In fact, just last week, one of them said this to me: "My work with you has deeply impacted my life. I will do anything to support your business and more people in the world knowing about you." You guys, that it means so much to me. It is so touching and impactful for me. And these are the kind of comments that I relish. They are the fuel, the food for my journey, and the way that I continue to not only be nourished by what I do, but to feel the reflection that I'm still on the right track. And just for the record, if that changes in any way, if one day I wake up and get the message that it is time to let it all go, to lounge on a beach somewhere or pitter through foreign markets or just sing songs or whatever, I will do that too. If Great Spirit gives me the signal it is time to head in a different direction or drop the quilt weaving altogether, I will not hesitate to do that. Because I always win when I trust the voice within. And part of what I am endeavoring to show you with every podcast is that you do too. So, I hope this was interesting. I honestly wasn't sure if it would be, because it's such a deeply personal journey to me and so specific. I was like, I hope this is interesting. I hope it gives you a framework to work from as you move about in your own life. So, for you, for today specifically, I want you to be left with this. Just because you don't know exactly where you are going or how to get there, wherever you find yourself on the journey is perfect. The only thing needed is for you to sink into that place, even if it is the unknowing. Even if it is just the exact shape of your life right now, even if you feel there is currently room for improvement, ask yourself, what does this moment, this shape offer me? What good and acceptance can I glean from it right now? When you do, you get to enjoy the fruits of where you are. You get to relish and explore the questions and live the answers, as Rilke so beautifully put, as you move along. Rest assured that the next best thing will make itself known when the time is right. All my love. Thank you for joining me today on this long and winding, beautiful road that looks like flowers and tree bark. This is Amy Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. And in the show notes and on my website, amycartier.com, you will find free downloads like how to tell the difference between your intuition and your fear-based ideas, or even the first part of my book for free. And you know, Own Your Intuition program starts soon, and you can find all the details in the show notes or on my website. I would love for you to join us. If you loved what you heard, if you found it encouraging, or you feel it added brightness to your day, reach out and let me know. I love hearing from you. Did I emphasize that enough? I'm on Instagram. You can email me through my website. Even better, tell me and others. You can slap me a 5-star rating wherever you get your podcasts, or put your review right there too. All right. Sending big love. Until next time.
Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.